Alright, hello everyone. It is currently 2:06, February 28th, 2019. And, I think a little bit shit. Not shit, but yeah. My stomach hurts a little bit. Fucking tacos from Taco Bar. Probably not going in there again for a while. Pretty slow. There's like some soccer game going on. I wasn't really paying attention. Don't really like soccer. Well, I do like soccer. I like playing. I like playing a lot of sports. I like to consider myself the best pickup player in any sport. Just name the sport. Any sport you can think of. Maybe not golf. Probably couldn't pick up golf and just be decent at it or average. Maybe like badminton. Yeah, lacrosse I'm probably pretty good at. Well, not pretty good at, but average. Soccer, I'm pretty average. Basketball, pretty average. Football, pretty average. Baseball, pretty average. What other sports did they play around here? Hot dog? Oh, I'm walking PG. For any of you curious about whose dog. Yeah. About myself. 25 years old. 6'2". About 190. Might be a little bit over 190. My goal is to get to 200. 200 pounds. That'd be fun. You know, lift a little bit more weight than I can. I want to say it's going to get... take me about 2-3 months. In all honesty, I could do it in a couple weeks just with, you know, binge eating. But that doesn't make me feel very good when I binge eat, as I'm sure a lot of people have experienced in their life, binge eating. Going to school, which is a lot more fun than I thought. Teachers, social sciences are not something I'm particularly fond of, just because it's turned into like this whole, who's a victim, who's more of a victim. Hey, where are you going? Don't even think about a dog. Just because they gave you freedom. Yeah, so social sciences. Yeah, it just turns into who's the biggest... dog! I swear to... alright. Fuck. Dog. Oh yeah, anyways, this basically turns into I'm a victim. And here's why the government should give me money. Here's why... I deserve reparations and whatnot. Or this is why I'm a victim. Which I'm not arguing that... like... people are victims of war and economy and things like that. I just don't think people are victims in today's, at least in America. You can very much choose to be a victim of something. I mean, you know, there are cases where, you know, you're held at gunpoint. Or, you know, man drags you into an alley and does things you don't consent to. Oh, that brings up another thing that I want to talk about. Alcohol and sex. We kind of live in this hookup culture where alcohol like blurs the shit out of consent. Especially in colleges. And, party schools, where it's just kind of like, you know, you go to a party, you start binge drinking, you see a girl, she's binge drinking. Girls tend not, normally don't have that high of a alcohol tolerance, but, I mean, you tell a girl that, and they'll be like, no, I can drink. you know, X amount without feeling anything. Which, I mean, Jesus Christ. It's not true at all. On top of alcohol, I've definitely, over the past couple years, decreased my consumption of alcohol. Just because I don't really like the way alcohol makes me feel. You know, after a long night of drinking, it's not fun. Hi. Yeah, alcohol's no fun. I mean, it is fun, but you know, you gotta pick and choose your fun. Especially if, I don't know, you don't want to get yourself knocked up or knock some girl up that you just barely met. Which, you know, count your blessings if that hasn't happened to you. So you're probably not going to end up poor. Oh, being poor. As long as you graduate high school, don't have a kid before you're married, and have your parents with you, and your parents are together, then, I mean, the odds are that you're probably not going to end up poor. That doesn't factor in a lot of things. Like, you know, emotional stability, whether or not, you know, you grow up in a, like, drug culture, whatnot. Drugs. Drugs are fun. I'll admit that. Not to say I'm not against. I'm not against taking drugs recreationally. My thoughts have definitely changed on whether or not marijuana should be recreational or not. Just because, I mean, let's break it down, I guess. Decriminalizing it definitely does lower the amount of population in prison, which is pretty good, just because, I mean, weed's not that harmful. I mean, you know, maybe minor effects to your lungs and potentially psycho neurotic harm to yourself, but I mean, ooh. I mean, it's not that bad. I do think marijuana reefer, as much as people like to joke, I don't think it makes you angry or anything like that, but it definitely does change your personality. Reaching the peak of highness, I guess you can say, and on the decline of it, decline from the peak of highness. So that's why I don't think it's that bad. Yeah. Drugs, marijuana. Oh, yeah, marijuana. Me personally, I definitely also reduced my consumption of marijuana. Not to the extent of alcohol. Just because weed's a little bit more of a hassle to get. It's a lot more out of your way, especially here in San Marcos. Which, fun fact, there is one dispensary open in San Marcos for anyone who, you know, doesn't like going to Vista to get it, or, you know, going to a friend or something. Yeah, it's pretty close. It's in the middle of San Marcos. Yeah, oh, and San Marcos. San Marcos is definitely gotten a lot better. Gangs are starting to pop up, but that's like only a natural. I mean, it seems natural just because there's a cycle of like gang activity where my friend was telling me this, that you know, a lot of the young OGs and people who get caught go to jail and then they come out, so that's why there's a decrease. You know, 5 to 10 years of gang activity, and then there's a re-increase of gang activity from after those 10 to 5 years, just because people start getting released from jail. They're stuck in that mindset of gang life. So, but with San Marcos' increased population and, you know, emphasis on education, and just honestly, it's thriving. It's, I want to say it's thriving, but it's doing pretty well in terms of business, business and economy. But definitely infrastructure. And we also have a police station, a police helicopter. Sorry. We definitely have a police force now, which is fun. Now we don't have to borrow Palomar's police, which what I've heard is they have more authority than Samar. Okay. Well, it's getting pretty loud in this intersection. I'm going to call it here. So, go follow my Snapchat, cyanide_ionide. I'll be producing more of these podcasts, so stay tuned. And if you get a chance, or actually no, share this podcast, because I'm gonna be making a lot of them.